Hi, you're listening to Phil DiBella, and this is Flashcast by PDB. Today I want to talk about politics. It's something I get asked a lot about. I've had a fair bit to do with politics since 2002. Why? Because, as Gandhi says, be part of the change you want to see. Now, let's just say from the onset, I'm not a politician. I get asked a lot, why wouldn't I go into politics? Why wouldn't I lead a party, et cetera, et cetera? Politics, the key to life is we've got to know what we're good at, we've got to know what we're not good at. And the political system and the political industry is not for me. That I can tell you. I have much more impact working on the outside versus working on the inside of politics. And of course, because I want to be part of the change I want to see, I have a lot to do with politics so that we can help, hopefully, bring our local area at council level better, state level better, and federal level better. And can I say that we need to make sure that as individuals, we're better equipped of understanding political systems and how it operates. In this episode, I just want to cover a little bit about our system, both at local, state, and federal level. So a lot of people that I talk to are not aware of the difference in the three different levels of government and how it all works. And the big one is that Australia think, just think Australia. Don't blame the politicians because it's us, the community that votes people into government or unfortunately, a lot of the time votes them out of government. So we need to really understand a bit more. And what I want to cover on that is, well, how do we spot people that are pretty good at what they do? How do we select the right people into the right seats of the bus without getting, you know, convoluted with all the propaganda? But let me start with the system of politics. So here in Brisbane, and I urge everybody that's listening to research the system, the local system of government here in Brisbane, to me, is a fantastic system. Why? Well, you vote for your local member. So you vote for your local councillor. In my area of New Farm, Central Ward, it's Vicky Howard. And I'm voting more of the person, not the party, because the person, Vicky, why do I like Vicky? For me, my decision, because she's hardworking, she's forward-facing, she's community-focused, she's at all the events she can possibly be at, she's asking for public consultation most of the time and where possible, and you can access her. Now, to me, that's what a councillor needs to do. Now, whilst that continues, I'll continue to vote for Vicky because that's the work ethic, that's who she is, that's her values. Now, to me, it's not about the party, it's about the person. If Vicky all of a sudden did everything that I mentioned in the opposite manner and didn't do any of it, well, then I'd soon be looking for a new candidate. So I vote for my local councillor based on what I believe suits my values and suits my needs and how they'll represent my needs in community. I then vote for the Lord Mayor. He or she, and in this case, it's Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. Again, I vote for him based on his vision, his strategy, and where he wants to take Brisbane. Now, for me, Adrian, again, I'm a fan, not because of the party or who he represents, but because of his vision and his strategy, one of which is build a better Brisbane, making Brisbane better tomorrow than today, looking at the now and enjoying that, but also planning for the future. Adrian has four children, all under the age of, I believe, 12 or 13 now, and so he's planning the Brisbane for tomorrow. He doesn't work off 1, 2, and 3-year visions. He's working off 10-year visions, and that suits me. Now, that's not going to suit everybody, but it suits me. So there, as an example, I have the local member, Vicky Howard, which I believe in her strategies, her values, her work ethic, so I vote for her. And then I vote for the Lord Mayor. Now, again, if Vicky was fantastic, but the Lord Mayor was not, I would seek a different person to vote to lead council based on their vision and their strategy. So you start to see it local politics because of the system. And keep remembering this, because of the system of voting that exists. To me, you end up with a much more efficient government and people there for the right reasons. And everybody has to do the heavy lifting. Now, state and federal, unfortunately, are run the same way. State and federal and are completely different to local member. Remember that. So state and federal have the same system, but that system is different to that of the Brisbane City Council. And it is that you vote for your local representative. So you vote for he or she from whatever party you believe for your local representative. And if they win the right amount of seats, they get to form government and they choose who the leader of that government is, not the person. So the downside to that, which is the best way to explain this, is when you see a leader of the party, such, we can see the example of when Campbell Newman was premier, love him or hate him, people didn't like Campbell, so they didn't vote for their local member because they didn't want the local member to form government, so then Campbell stayed in as premier. Now, again, I will disclose this. I was a fan of Campbell Newman's work. Now, he didn't always present well forward-facing. However, his vision, his strategy behind the scenes to make Queensland better is unquestionable. The results he achieved quickly, for what he needed to do at the time that he needed to. And again, that's personal, and it's okay to disagree with me. It is okay to disagree. It doesn't mean people need to argue. You just disagree and have your views. That's fine. That's the beauty of a democracy. If we're a true democracy, then everyone has the right to think different and back that statement up with their beliefs without, you know, having a go at somebody else. And it's okay to disagree. So using that as an example, we then saw it recently with Scott Morrison. People did not want Scott Morrison. And unfortunately, a lot of federal representatives lost their seats because people didn't vote for them because they didn't want Scott Morrison. Now, I think when you explain it like that, and I've done so many times to people so they better understand, we can understand why the system of politics needs attention. And until we get a better system of politics, I believe that at a state level and federal level, the community suffers and that will be volatile to what happens because the system doesn't allow us to have the right people sitting on the right seats of the bus. Now, what can we do and have a look at and some stuff I just want to share? You know, let's start with, you know, what's the significance of selecting the right people in politics? You know, and why is it important? You know, because what we got to remember is that who we put into political office influences our lives through the decisions they make. It shapes public policies. It drives economic growth or downturn. You know, they're about addressing social issues. It's all about justice and equality. Now, if you look at these very heavy topics, if we don't select the right people that represent the interests that we believe in, then we're not going to get the right strategies and communities aren't going to move forward. You know, we need to get to a position where communities are governed, aligned with the values and aspirations. Now, just if you take one thing away from this flashcast, it's that we need to be putting the people in the seats of the bus, right, so that our communities are governed in a manner that aligns with our values and aspirations. Values and aspirations, not propaganda and marketing, not fancy slogans, not campaign promises to which we see get broken. The current Prime Minister has come into government with many, you know, campaign promises and slogans and has been proven that hasn't rolled out any of them, right? So she got the other way. Electricity costs are up, costs of living are up, interest rates are up. Now, again, it doesn't matter whether you like or don't like. There was campaign promises and slogans made that got people to vote for them that now they're not getting in shape. We need to get back to selecting politicians so that communities get governed, aligned with our values and aspirations. You know, things that we should be looking at. Has the person we're selecting demonstrating competence and integrity? You know, are they dedicated to their previous roles? How have they performed in previous roles? What is their experience? No difference to how we would choose a public company CEO or a CEO of a private company. You know, and I actually say that government and politics should run the same system as the as a public company, because there'd be a lot more accountability. You know, the chairperson, in this case, the Prime Minister or the Premier, has duties that needs to make sure that they tick and navigate. They can't change their mind. They can't go left when they said they're going right because there's consequences. However, unfortunately, in politics, there's not. So things to look for. Has the person demonstrated competence and integrity, right, in their previous roles? Do they have a passion for public service or is it self-serving? And we've seen a few politicians on all walks of government around that. Is it that they have a passion for public service? Because it is a tough job. It is 7 days a week. It's full on. You're at the service of the public and it is a tough and demanding job. And I don't think people realize how hard it is. So if they don't have a genuine passion, they're not going to do their job good. Are we selecting individuals who know their stuff? You know, is the treasurer of this country qualified to be the treasurer? You can't go and hire an accountant without a qualification, but you can go and put the treasurer of Australia into that position without a qualification in finance. So are the individuals representing their portfolios knowledgeable about what they need to? Are they community focused? Do they have the skills? These are really, you know, simple questions, but do we ask them enough? You know, do we ask them enough? Now, I could go on for days, but in the spirit of keeping flashcast 10 minutes, I've covered some heavy stuff. The system of politics, we need to be across and aware. And how do we look at choosing the right people for the right seats of the bus? And remember, it's all about values and aspirations. It's not about propaganda and marketing. So if you want to take those key takeaways, know the system between the local politics, state and federal systems and how people get elected and why they're sitting in those seats and what we can do about it. And then look at getting people and choosing them to make sure that we're choosing based on their values and aspirations, not the marketing propaganda that goes with it. Till next time, you've been listening to Phil DiBella. Go be the best you can be.